challenges did you face in trying to report, I guess on either side, either for people who are pro-fracking or against fracking, what challenges did you face in trying to get those interviews and trying to talk to those people?
Just for them to recognize that it was important to talk to the newspaper. So return calls, answer questions, just the same thing every reporter struggles with every kind of story. It wasn't anything other than the usual stuff, which is even worse now because of the way our political environment is. So what was interesting to me, though, was when I did the anniversary pieces that ran in the last...
Right, that just came, like, in October, right?
Yeah. Oh, much, much more willing to talk to me now. That was amazing. It was like, okay, so even people in the middle of it, I can respect that decision. I'm in the middle of this conflict. I don't know how it's going. I don't know what I can say, what might be shooting myself in my foot, what might be helping my my case. So I'm just not going to talk to her at all. I can respect that. And then, you know, later it's like, okay, well, it's all done. Yeah, let's talk. That was amazing.